This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frieda Liu and you're listening to Her Vantage, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. With the buzz around the opening of Sephora in Fahrenheit 88, this is Sephora's largest footprint store in the world. We have Valerie Fung, a country general manager at Sephora Malaysia, to share with us her vision of and what they plan to do. Maybe we'll start off with your history. Valerie, how long have you been with Sephora?
Hi, morning, Frieda. It's really lovely to be here and meet you today. So just to give you a little bit of context, I have been with Sephora for 2 years now. And really, it's such a great pleasure for me and the team to be able to do such a great project that we've just launched.
Okay, it's just a brand new baby.
Yes.
And what was that like, to come up with the whole idea, working towards the opening?
Wow, it's been a very exciting journey. It actually started the minute I joined the company. So it is an interesting project because we were by chance, or we have the opportunity of such a big footprint. Mm. And so it has taken us a lot of time to brainstorm and talk and decide, how do we want to pitch this store? Mm. And how do we want to elevate basically the whole customer experience surrounding about this flagship store? And so we had about 18 months in the making of obviously getting the location, brainstorming, the whole designing process. And and then the store is launched.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So I want to go through terminologies.
Yes.
You're calling this the largest beauty playground.
Yes.
And it's 17,000 square feet. Okay. Mm-hmm. And It houses more than 120 beauty brands. So why is it a playground?
Well, I think beauty industry has always been interesting, right, for all of us, you and I included. And why is it a playground? Essentially, I think when you walk into Sephora, you will be greeted with a very innovative LED screen that is curved, and it gives you a lot of excitement when you walk in. And then you see these products on display. And a assortment, obviously, is very large. And for Sephora Fahrenheit, we actually house another 8 premium brands that we brought in, right? So that's the retail part. And then subsequently, when you walked up, the other floor has got a Sephora lounge where we have our brand partners that work with us that can take over the place to do master classes, skincare workshop, which give a personalized service to our consumer. And you walked out, there's this beautiful place called a beauty loft. And this is the first of its kind in the world. And we are very happy that we can make it come to life, right? So what is this place? It is basically a beauty lounge for our special gold member, where they can come in. There are a whole list of services they can pick from. I think one of the unique ones is our personal shopper service, where you assign a personal shopper, they will go through your needs, and they will walk down with you. But before that, they will pamper you with a hand massage, and they will bring you back up to the lounge and complete the whole transaction. So I think this is really for us to pamper our customers. And then we also have another private makeup room in there where we would like to offer to consumers that feel that like the privacy doing makeup. And we also have two very special skincare that we launched called Hydrafacial, and for lip and for face. So all these, I think, is not just coming in, purchase your product, and then you walk out. So there are a lot of things you can do in this store. And what I failed to mention earlier also, we have a studio for photography. And you know, these days we have a lot of key opinion leaders, the bloggers, they would love to try, take the picture instantly, upload and say, hey, you know, guys, this is what I try, the hottest thing. And we give them the space and platform to do that in our store. So I think by having all these elements in Fahrenheit store, to me, I would think this is really a cool playground that people, the beauty community, can just come in and play.
Oh, wow. Because so very interesting. You've thought about even the influencers and all that as well, right? Mm-hmm. When you look at the in Sephora in Malaysia has been around for how long now?
It's been 9 years in. We launched, I think, 2011. Mm-hmm. So next year will be our 10th year.
Okay. Now, when you look at coming up with this whole idea and seeing what's current and some things are new, right? I mean, what sort of research would have gone into what women want? I'm thinking the kind of people that turn up, would they be younger?
Obviously, we notice a lot of younger people. We also notice a lot of people that are probably we have not seen earlier in the previous store. So I think the research, coming back to your question, obviously, as a global company, we do have a lot of data points and research that we've done. And so these are, again, based on all the previous research, what consumers really want, right? And also going to see what appeals to them. So beauty community is big for us because if I may relate back to Sephora's mission, we want to be the most loved beauty community. And it consists of not just consumer, but it also consists of the opinion leaders, friends from the medias, yourself, Alight, and myself. So I think we can't just single out one portion, but we really want to make a place that everyone feels that they belong here. Mm.
You know, you have been involved in a couple of campaigns at Sephora as well. There's the You Do You, My Face, My Pride, Beauty Rewritten campaign. What's the inspiration behind these campaigns?
So I think as more and more the trend that we also talked about, there should be a lot more emotional connection with consumers rather than hard products. So I'll start off with You Do You, which was what was first on your list. Basically, it is a key program for foundation. But again, especially for Malaysia, we talked about different races have different requirements. And foundation shades usually have got very limited shades. But at Sephora, when we run campaigns like that, we talk a lot about diversity. So we have shades from zero to, you can name it, right? So all these brands that work with us understand that, you know, we advocate such a diversity. And so through campaigns like that, we want to showcase this is what we can do best, right? And the next couple one, My Face, My Pride, was something that, again, it's a local initiative that Tim and I had come up with because we feel that when we want to appeal to Malaysians, we need to speak a language of patriotism. And I think coming back to why my face, basically, it is a very logical thing, right? It sort of carries you. And so there's a lot of relationship on emotional connection and the personality that we use. Obviously, you know, they are very engaging. They've proven themselves in Malaysia. So I think these are things that we would like to do more than just, you know, talking about products and products only. Like I said, it's a holistic way of engaging our customers as a brand.
Okay. And then there was a Beauty Rewritten.
So Beauty Rewritten is about engaging powerful women, confident women in their own right. So I think that is a regional project that two of the Malaysians has been selected. And so what happened is talked about how they started, their life journey, what they've made and how successful they are today.
Right.
And I think it's all about talent. It's not about model. It's almost like you and I or anyone out there should believe in yourself. And I think it's such an empowerment statement that we are doing.
Right.
You know, and so these programs are, again, something that represents what Sephora does. It's engaging, it's empowering women overall, and there's a lot of human connection.
Right. And that was a yearly campaign or a once-off campaign?
For this moment, we did last year.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a plan to review it. But what we usually do is for the two talents in Malaysia.
Who are they?
I think it's Nabira and a Indian lady.
Involved
in a dance. She's a dancer.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, she's a very famous classical dancer. And so Nabira is very successful in her business that comes with IT, computer, and the whole works.
Right.
So what we do is just not for the consumer. We also engage them in our own panel, our own beauty associates on the floor. We have panel discussions so that they share the dreams to the team and they get motivated.
Mm.
And so we've done that and it's been such a great thing.
All right. We'll talk a little bit about trends in Malaysia in just a moment. I'm here with Valerie Fung from Sephora Malaysia. Stay tuned to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Broking financial mergers. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Her Vantage. Good morning, Frida Liu here. Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. We're talking about the beauty industry. I'm here with Valerie Fung from Sephora. Talking a little bit earlier about the launch of Fahrenheit 88, their flagship store, the largest beauty playground, they call it, 17,000 square foot and the largest of its kind in the world for Sephora as well. When you look at when you look at beauty trends, right, what's happening in Malaysia? What are we looking at now? And is it the same globally?
So I think with technology, Frida, the beauty trend actually is not so much localized anymore. Mm. Be it the whole social media, you know, it becomes almost so porous. Mm. And today, if I look at Malaysia, it's no difference from anywhere else. I think skincare is a big thing. And I guess to have a beautiful makeup, you start with beautiful skin, mm. right? So to me, the trend of skincare is big. People also talked a lot about clean beauty, where, you know, they believe the product should be chemical-free, mm. should be organic, should be everything. So I think beauty trend is, for me in Malaysia, is still very much skincare. Mm. Although makeup still plays a big part. So you start with good skincare and you see generally the sales and market share has grown a lot, mm. but makeup is still fairly strong. Mm. And I think this is where I see, you know, going forward.
Right. And if you look at the beauty industry, what kind of numbers are we looking at, you know, and I guess in terms of growth for Sephora as well?
So I think in the beauty industry, I probably think that, you know, there should be around 4 billion also. Mm. And I think we do have a great market share, which I will not disclose at this point, mm. As a leading retailer. And we are looking at CAGR growth of double digit mm. going forward in the next 5 years, which is, I also think that the industry is also growing at the same rate. Mm. And I think beauty does not limit to just Sephora, and you have many players this day out there, mm. right? They are the direct selling company. They are the pharmaceutical. They're also going into beauty. Mm. So I think all in all, it is still be a very positive and very potential industry.
Mm. So you carry 120 beauty brands, yeah. right? How do you decide on these brands?
So I think in many sense, globally, we do have a very strong merchant team to decide. Certain brands are negotiated and they are exclusively to Sephora. Mm. You know, as mentioned, the brands like Marc Jacobs, Fenty Beauty, Kate Von D, these are all exclusive. Tatcha, Drunk Elephant, so all these are exclusive to Sephora. And I think the decision of having this brand is, of course, to predict consumers' needs and want. Mm. And also locally, we are working with the brands like the Estee Lauder and L'Oreal Group. Also, we carry them as their products in the mm. store.
You know, so I'm sure you're available online and you're also available, obviously, mm. with the store. Do you think that continues to be important, like the physical presence?
Yes. I think, to me, the brick and mortar, or we call it retail, will never die. Mm. As a beauty retailer and in beauty industry, a lot of the times, you know, you still have that tactile contact with customers, the application of makeup, the skin, the facial and things like that. But I think people these days have got preference in shopping depending on timing. I think online offers them a convenient way to shop, to replenish products. Mm. And if they feel like they need a pampering, like I mentioned, they can come to Sephora Fahrenheit, mm. do a facial, to have a personal shopping, have hand massage. So I think all these coexist very importantly. Mm. And this is also, I think, a pivotal element for the brand to succeed in the future.
With Fahrenheit 88 at that location, do you also have a large number of tourists?
Yes, we do. I think Bukit Bintang area is obviously a tourist magnet. So there's a big portion of business, I would say, at least in the 30-40% are actually done out of tourists.
Ah.
Yeah.
So that, okay, I guess it justifies that large size
that,
there.
The brand.
In terms of marketing, what kind of marketing do you look at then? I mean, there's obviously online, offline. What are your, how do you?
So our strategy basically, obviously, is very geared towards digital marketing. Really. And so because you actually bring people, you know, from a different touch point to either go retail or go e-commerce. Mm. But I think for different occasions, for example, like this big launch, we obviously will touch on out of home, which has got a big shout out to people around. And we also do radio marketing recently. Again, I think it all depends on the evolution of the consumer's behavior.
Right.
Something I think we probably feel that it's not right, but then the next month or the next year, it will probably be relevant to the consumer.
You know, for example, you were talking earlier about the campaigns that you do, You or My Face, My Pride. Does it coincide with sales in a way, or do you just sort of look at a campaign and think that it's good for the brand?
I think both. The decision of making such thing is very holistic. Obviously, as business, they need to be a certain revenue generator. But I think as a company, we don't just look at sales and then we do the campaign.
Right.
We also link it back to what Sephora stands for, what the brand needs to do to engage the consumers. And so this is what I think, again, balance of what we need to do to do this activation.
Okay, so for example, let's talk about You Do You campaign. How do you get people talking about the campaign? How do you get people to, you know, buy certain products or what have you? How do you do that?
Yeah. So basically, when we launch a campaign, obviously there will be this whole holistic positioning on how do we feature it in the digital platform, how do we activate in the store. And so activation in store is important, where you have obviously prominent locations where you feature the banners and the posters. And obviously our team of beauty associates are there to walk through with the consumers and really to identify what, for example, which would be your most suited foundation skin for your foundation shades for your skin, you know. It cut across all races and all skin types. So this is what we will do.
And of course, I would say if people would go to your store, it would be 99% women?
Maybe 98.
Okay, 98. Okay. You do have, I guess, skincare or someone buying for a friend.
It
still is largely women, right?
Yes.
Do you think there is space for men or something, you know, when you look?
So it's interesting because that was a question that I actually asked myself a year ago. And I guess there definitely would be, Freda. And I think, again, at this point in time, our priority would be still trying to make the best out of the consumers that walked in. And again, a lot of skincare these days are really, I'd say, no gender specific.
Right.
Yeah. And even if I may say 98%, it could be 96%, but the rest of the 4% are men. And they are welcome to walk in and they do buy or purchase products, especially skincare, which is out there. So I don't discount eventually we would, you know, have a more prominent product feature showcase for men, but not at this immediate point.
Not at this immediate point. Yeah, the money is still with the women. All right. Thanks for being with us. And I know congratulations on the store at Fahrenheit 88. I've been speaking to Valerie Fung from Sephora. You've been listening to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.